You just have to be willing to put yourself out there. And once you do, the magic will begin to happen. I'm happy to use my life as an example so that others can learn. You may have to let some things go before you become successful. Success looks different on everybody, and so does the process. Some of you want success but don't want to let go of the exact thing that's in your way of obtaining success. You can't have it both ways. Welcome to Living Your Truth with Tavares. Wow, thank you. I am living in my blessing. Thank you so much. This is great. Wow. Welcome back to the show. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. I am him. Oh, you guys are just too kind.
Stop it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Wow. Check y'all out. Thank you. Really, thank you so very much. I appreciate the love. Right back at you too, man. The energy's incredible in here. Woo. Mm. Yeah. Thank you so much. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the show. I am Tavares. Today we're talking about know your triggers. What's up to everybody up top, everybody in the middle? What's up down here around me? What's up, y'all? Do y'all know your triggers? We all have them. We all have them. They extend from maybe childhood. They extend from traumatic experiences. They extend from, just all kinds of events that have taken place in our lives, right? And many times, these triggers, they're lodged in the brain, again, from that experience. And throughout our lives, they will show themselves, maybe by something that someone says, maybe by an event that takes place, maybe by a familiar emotion, a feeling, right? And we respond. We respond in a way that is maybe outdated, maybe a bit prehistoric, maybe not conducive to who we are at that current moment. And that's because it's usually attached to some type of memory in our past that we've tried to block out. Maybe we felt ashamed, shaded by it, whatever the case is. So knowing your triggers is what we're talking about today. I know a lot of mine, but then again, I can't catch them all. And there's also that, right? There's also the ability to catch yourself before the reaction. And then, of course, you have the response versus the reaction. This is a space that I know very, very, very well. I've done well in this space. I have not done well in this space. I've reacted to things that I should have responded to, and I've responded to things that I probably would have been more known to react to. See, that's the thing about understanding who you are and about going on this journey. So I thought I'd talk about knowing your triggers, not just yours, but mine as well. And if you connect to this, then great. And if you don't, then great. But I have a feeling a lot of people will, because there's certain things that many of us avoid. We may avoid part of a conversation. We may avoid the conversation altogether just so that we don't have to feel certain emotions. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. We will be right back.
Sit tight. We're paying some bills, and we'll be right back.
Cerritos Wheeling Custom is having their biggest parking lot sale ever. As a matter of fact, it's so big, it will cover two full days, this Friday and Saturday. Cerritos Wheeling Custom's Bellflower location has thousands of tires and wheels at unbelievable prices. And when they say unbelievable prices, they mean Centerline Hellcat 16x8 aluminum wheels for only $239.95 each, or Dynamax Performance Exhaust for your car, van, or truck only $19.99. The new GT 17x8 Mustang wheels for as low as $99.99 each. And with the purchase of any wheels and tires, receive two free laps at the Malibu Grand Prix. Good at their locations in Fountain Valley or Anaheim. Talk about bargains? You'll find them at Cerritos Wheeling Customs' huge parking lot sale this Friday and Saturday in Bellflower, one block north of the 91 freeway on Bellflower Boulevard. Remember, here's your chance to really clean up with fantastic buys for your car, van, or truck. It's the Cerritos Wheeling Customs' big parking lot sale this Friday and Saturday at Cerritos Wheeling Customs on Bellflower Boulevard in Bellflower.
What you say?
I heard it through the grapevine.
Remember, practice positive self-talk. Treat yourself. Don't cheat yourself.
Yeah, this is your girl, Remy Martin from the Terror Squad.
And you're listening to Living Your Truth with Tavares. What's up, Remy? Welcome back to the show. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. I am him. Today we're talking about know your triggers. Some of us don't really pay much attention to them. We just react to them. That's okay, because it's okay to not be okay. And how would you know that you have these triggers, right? I mean, you've probably thought about them, right? Because everything has a pattern. Look. Everything has a pattern. Think about that for a second. The things that you do in the morning, perhaps in the afternoon, maybe even in the evening, but everything has a pattern. And so when it comes to triggers, a lot of us, we will just react, and before we know it, we don't really realize that we're involved in a pattern, but being in that pattern will usually predict or even dictate what's to come next. Trigger. Something that causes someone to feel upset and frightened because they are made to remember something bad that has happened in the past. A trigger is something that sets off a flashback, transporting the person back to the traumatic event. Yeah. I mean, think about that for a moment. It transports you. I've had many things happen in my life that have transported me. There have been things that I've gone through in the current moment that transported me right back to something in my past. So, yes, I believe that to be true. No doubt about that. Shout out Cambridge.org. So, knowing your triggers is it's a responsibility. And look, it doesn't have to be heavy. It does require some work. It does require some intentional work. It does require you to show up for yourself. It required me to show up to myself. And the thing is, the job is never done. We continue to show up for ourselves. We continue to move beyond that. We continue to make it happen, right? Right. It's very, 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 very important that we do that. Why, do you ask? Because we're growing in this process. And remember, if you're triggered now, what makes you think you won't be triggered later? So you just don't wanna have something like a quick fix for this. You wanna create a routine. You wanna create some type of regimen that puts you in a position to have the tools and the methods to overcome this anytime you feel it coming on. Triggers in mental health are a stimulus that elicits a reaction in the context of mental illness. Trigger is often used to mean something that brings on or worsens symptoms. This often happens to people with a history of trauma or who are recovering from mental illness, self-harm, addiction, and/or eating disorders. Thank you, campushealth.unc.edu. Appreciate y'all over there. So, a situation can be worsened by a trigger. I have been a part of that equation. Back in my drinking and drugging days, yeah. I've had friends that were a part of that. I've seen that. I've tried to mitigate that. I've been caught up in the middle of that. So not only as a participant, but also as an observer. Knowing your triggers is very key, especially when it comes to navigating the world. If you had them as a youngin and you kind of had them in college, then they are probably still going to be there as an adult unless you've taken proper steps to mitigate and manage them. Without that, I'm gonna let you know right now, alcohol, drugs is not gonna do it. And I know we go through these moments where, oh, I feel good, I feel great. Nothing's happened for a while. And then all of a sudden, here comes the rumble. Bow, pitfall. And now you're like, how did I get here? And then that space gets tighter, darker, smaller. And you and I, people like us, we get more intense. We get frustrated. We start to get, you know, edgy, short. You see how that works? This is why it's important to know your triggers so that you can recognize the pattern. You recognize the pattern, you can break the pattern and establish new patterns that will be more in line with keeping you in a better space so that when you do notice the pattern coming on, that familiar pattern that could put you in that place you don't want to be in, you will be equipped with the tools and the methods and the insight and the forethought to meet it exactly where it's at and handle business. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. We will be right back.
Back to the streets. Back to the streets. Back to the streets. Back to the streets.
Back to the streets. Western Auto recently did a 40,000-mile road test that compared brands of steel belted radio tires on three identical cars. Firestone on one, Goodyear on another, and Western Auto tires on a third car. After 40,000 miles, the test showed no measurable difference in wear or condition. Remember that test when you need tires, because there could be a measurable difference in price. Western Auto has the steel belted radios you want at a price you can afford. See Western Auto.
Get your next nutrition coach at thebodysynthesis.com today.
If you love hip hop, try to keep that in the spotlight.
Back to the show. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. I am him. How are you doing today? Today we're talking about know your triggers. Do you know yours? How good do you know them? Have you gotten familiar with them? Or do you run away? Do you try to drink them away? Do you try to smoke them away, snort them away, push them away, eat them away, exercise them away? See, that approach will work for so long, and then what? Yeah, we got to do the work. Triggers can be used for good or bad. If you understand how your feelings impact your thoughts and actions, you can train yourself to use those pesky negative triggers as triggers for good thoughts and behavior instead of bad. Yes, you can flip that. It is possible. It is not impossible by any means. Takes effort, takes work, no doubt. For sure. I have failed so many times at trying to catch my triggers. Here's the thing. You don't catch a trigger. You don't try to catch a trigger. You try to understand the pattern, notice the pattern, recognize the pattern, then you could break it and reestablish a new pattern. That's a better approach. You're not able to waste a whole lot of energy on an approach like that because you've already done the work, right? You've already thought about it. Okay, when this starts to come on, perhaps I can do this. For me, I call on my buddy W. Sid. W. Sid is someone that I rely on to help me bring attention to what I can do differently. W. Sid, what can I do different? That's W. Sid. In my life, W. Sid is a big dude. He's like my bodyguard. He's somebody that says, hey, little homie, slow it down a little bit. That's W. Sid for me. W. Sid for you could be someone else. And I put it like that, in a way like that, for it to connect to me. And that's also important. It's also for us to implement habits and tools that are sustainable, doable, realistic, and something that we can scale, whether it's weekly, monthly, bi-monthly, whatever the case is, it has to be something that we can build upon. When we do that, we give ourselves an opportunity to recognize those triggers and to respond before those triggers get the best of us. Or should I say, before we buy in to the familiar parts of us. That's really what happens, right? Like I said, you can't catch a trigger. The trigger's not coming to get you. I'm coming to get you. I'm coming to get you. Yeah, your trigger's not doing that. And the triggers are what we call them. They are what we label them as. Remember, language is important. If you believe that your triggers are a problem, then they're going to be problematic and you're going to respond the way you would to problems. Raising your cortisol, running up that adrenaline. I mean, you're really putting yourself in a different type of state of mind that you don't want to be in that'll probably feed more into, like, I don't know, heart disease or stroke, heart attack, one of those. And we don't want to do that. We don't want to put ourselves in that state of mind. We'd much rather put ourselves in a beautiful state of mind, in a worthy state of mind, in a state of mind that we can actually work with. Let's take that frustration type of energy and rework that, right? Let that come on into your spiritual vault. Let your spirit have its way with it, spin it around, you know, shake it up a bit, and then redistribute it through the kindness vibrations of your spirit and your heart and your light. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. We will be right back.
I'm dark, I'm dark, I'm dark, I know, I'm dark, I know, I'm dark, I'm dark, I'm dark. I'm dark, I'm dark, I know, I'm dark, I'm dark, I know, I'm dark.
Hey, Tavares here from Living Your Truth with Tavares. Always take time for your mental health. You matter. You are very important, and many people love having you around. So take the time for your mental health. I know life can get crazy. I know we all get busy. I know we gotta be here, there, here. Oh yeah, and can't forget that meeting. I get it. But take the time to give yourself enough time so that you can cruise along into your day and about your day. There's no need to be playing catch up throughout the day. We all hate that feeling. I know I do. I can't stand rushing. It gets on my last nerve. So I do myself the honor and the privilege of giving myself a bit more time just so that I don't have to rush. There's no need to build up all that angst, all that cortisol inside your body, all that adrenaline. It's not good for you. So give yourself the time. And have a great day. We'll see you next week.
I'm staring at the speaker.
Welcome back to the show. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. How y'all doing out there? We're talking about know your triggers. Not those triggers, not the bang bang, none of that. We're talking about emotional triggers. You know, those things that may have you respond to something a certain way. Yeah, you know. There are three types of triggers, by the way. Behavioral triggers, that is. External, anything within a person's environment. A lot of us are exposed to these. Identify those. Your environment definitely impacts, well, it can, if you allow it to, it can impact your ability to learn, to develop, to evolve, if you allow it to. I've seen amazing people come from very, very humbled beginnings. It's a matter of determination. So even though we may be exposed to certain elements in our environment, I believe we all have the opportunity
to rise to the occasion and be anything we want to be. Let's not allow our circumstances to steal our joy. The next one, internal. These are also referred to as indigenous triggers. We know a lot about this, especially in the kingdom and the black culture and the African American community. And many other people do. My brown brothers and sisters, my Asian brothers and sisters. Shoot, anybody from another country that's come here, they've experienced it, I'm sure. Again, don't let our circumstances steal our joy. Yes, stand up for what you believe in. Protect your heart. Protect your heritage. Absolutely, no doubt about it. Represent, no matter where you're from. Represent. Because the truth is, we are all one people. We all share similar peaks and valleys. A lot of us have taken the same walk. We have, you know, experience similar terrain. So please be mindful, but represent yourself. You get what I'm saying. And the last one, synthetic. These are intentionally constructed by a person, and therefore the person has control over when, where, and how they experience the trigger. We know people like this as well. Some people validate themselves or each other with these synthetic triggers. Now, everyone, understanding your triggers is also about accountability. Because if we know that something is going on with us, then it's our responsibility, you know, the self. It's the self's responsibility to handle business with the self. Not just handle business at the job that pays you a check. Not just handle business for the car that you ride around in that makes you feel good and gets you from point A to point B. Not just for the clothes that you wear, the labels that you rock. But it's so important for us to understand the health business, the health of ourselves. It's important for us to be the CEO of our health in our bodies. We don't want something to be out of whack before we step into the doctor's office. Why would we do that? This is what I'm saying. Preventative medicine coaching. That's something else that I do, but that's a different conversation. But this is what it's about. Doing what has to be done, not what needs to be done. Turn your shouldas into musts. Because if you keep saying what you shoulda did and what you shoulda done, you may find yourself shitting all over yourself. And you don't want to shit all over yourself. You want to be able to check them boxes and know that you are in good, top shape health. Why? Because you've made it a priority instead of it making you a priority to exit early. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. We will be right back.
What's up? It's your boy, Lil John.
And I'm Tavares from Living Your Truth with Tavares podcast. Thank you so much for locking in with me. Lil John, what's up?
Come outside, check out my new car I just got from Riverside Premier Motors. They hooked me up. Riverside Premier Motor has everything you're looking for in a vehicle. Dependability, gas saver, mid-size, full-size, SUVs, and luxuries.
Bad credit, no credit. Bankruptcies, no worries. Financing is available. Riverside Premier Motors is a pre-owned late model dealer that provides customers with a complete automotive experience, Carfax, and competitive prices. Riverside Premier Motors is dedicated to customer satisfaction. We're passionate about our cars, and we intend on sharing that passion with our customers. Come by today and check out our affordable inventory of dependable cars. Riverside Premier Motors is located in Riverside. From the 91 East, take the 215 North and exit La Cadena. Or call us 951-682-7770, 951-682-770, or hit us up online, www.riversidepremiermotors.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. I am him. Today we're talking about know your triggers. Yes, please do that. Take the time to make time to understand what makes you trigger. Nah, seriously though. And you know, I can speak on this because I have had many of them. I don't have as many as I've had before, but I still have them. And how did I mitigate them? Look, the triggers, from what I understand, they never go away. They just have less, I give them less and less attention. Therefore, I'm giving them less and less energy. Not to be mistaken with avoiding them, okay? We still have to do the work. I've had to do the work. And I still do it every day. Like, it's worth it. It's worth it for me to be in a peak state of mind, in a beautiful state of mind, so that I can be much happier, easygoing, in the flow type of spirit. I like it there. I appreciate that part of my life. I appreciate all of my life, but I really appreciate that because I know a lot of people who suffer in silence. They have a hard time getting out of that headspace, and I'm like, damn, life is just too precious to have, like, to be in this state of mind where you're always stressing. And then you realize, what am I stressing about? Those bills are gonna be there whether I stress or not. That car note's gonna be there whether I stress or not. This opportunity's gonna be there whether I stress or not. The promotion is gonna be there for a limited time whether I stress or not. You get where I'm going with this? A lot of us out here stressing our hair out, okay? Stressing ourselves right into the doctor's office, okay? We understand that events, emotions, or experiences may cause symptoms of anxiety. I have anxiety disorder, so again, I can speak to this. And sometimes those symptoms begin or make things worse. Okay? Anxiety triggers can be a little different for each person, but many are common among people with these conditions. So you may know somebody who has anxiety. You may know, and you may have had an experience with them. And after the experience, you were like, yo, are you okay? That looked like real pain for you. Yeah. And what's crazy is that sometimes, I mean, it takes a lot of willpower to really control the overwhelming emotion that comes with those, situations or, again, it's different for each person. So it could be a lot. For me, sometimes it's like instant. And before I could even register it in my brain, it feels like it's already, my body's already registered it. And so my body goes into like this fight, flight, or freeze state. I mean, imagine for a moment, your brain doesn't even compute. It doesn't even make the connection. All of a sudden, your body is like ready to do something, full of cortisol, full of adrenaline, and you're just like, oh, we're about to do something, but I don't know what, and it feels tight in here. Yeah. That's how it feels for me. So I have to do things like have a routine, meditate, work out, practice stillness, listen to music with no lyrics,
As I've gotten older, I've gotten more into that. Piano, guitar, acoustic, of course, you know, some saxophone, things like that. Because I understand how important this is to me, right? I understand my triggers. I'm getting to know them like I'm getting to know somebody I would date, right? Instead, I'm dating myself. Hello. You gotta court yourself, okay? Treat yourself. Don't cheat yourself. Get to know yourself. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. We will be right back.
You know how hard it is to keep going? I mean, do you really understand what it takes to keep going? What it takes to wake up in the morning and hit the gym 6 days a week? The thought process that goes into that mindset. The conviction that goes into those tasks. I mean, you got to believe in yourself, because believing in yourself is believing in the possibilities of you. See, if I'm lacking on myself, then I'm going to pay the price. And this is why I don't concern myself with what other people think of me. If I cared about what people thought of me, if I cared about what haters said, I'd never get anything done. And I'm so proud of myself because I'm always getting things done. The cool thing about being wrong is that you can get it right. See, there's always a lesson to be learned if you allow yourself to be available to that. Some people look at other people when they're wrong and they want to say, oh, you're a bad person. I say, you're about to get better. Because I would never understand success without failure. See, I dare people all the time to really be who they want to be and not be what they have been pre-programmed to be. We are all born in this life, into this world, pre-programmed. I think we can all agree to that, because when you're born, you have a mother and a father, or maybe you don't have either. Maybe you're born into a foster system. Everywhere that you're looking as you're growing up, you are being influenced on how to think, how to speak, and you're also being influenced on perhaps what you should wear, the kind of job you should have. I find it rather interesting that everybody has something to always say when change is happening. Not everyone has the guts to change. That's why I step right into it. I used to be fearful of that. This is why I can speak on this. But now I acknowledge fear. I address it and move right past it. Fear no longer paralyzes me like it paralyzes many people that I know. Even those that I help to transform, they too are fearful. They're fearful of the unknown. But I ask you, what are you afraid of? Is it because you're so used to doing things a certain way? I mean, really, what is it that has you so fearful? Why is it that when other people change, you may find yourself questioning that change or doubting that change? Me? I embrace that change. I've learned to love that change. I've learned to own that change. People are always taking shots at me. But guess what? Those shots are always missing. They never come close to my core. They don't come close to my spirit, because my aura is too bright. My light is too bright. I move with too much love. There's that word again. I'm so grateful and thankful for who I am. You can't knock me off my pedestal. It will never happen. I've tangled with some of the best of them. But I rise above all of them. No, it's not arrogance. That's me being confident in who I am and what I am capable of. I no longer become frustrated with haters and the naysayers. I look at them and smile, flash my megawatt smile, and keep it moving. Because won't nobody knock me off, and won't nobody slow me down. I lift as I rise, and that is what's important to me, to lift as I rise. It's about me, but it's not always all about me. And I recognize that too. Each one teach one. One of the truest lessons I've ever learned. However, not everyone is ready to learn. People are not ready to let go of their past because that's all they know. And instead of focusing on their future, they romance about their past, which keeps them from changing. I say this with a full heart and a gentle smile. Do you, because nobody else will. Focus on you, because nobody else will. Love yourself first, because nobody else will. It all starts with the self. Whatever you want, you can have, but you first gotta believe in yourself. And to believe in yourself is to believe in the possibilities of the unknown.
Welcome back to the show. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. I am him. How are y'all doing today? We are talking about know your triggers. Triggers, look. Triggers can be stress triggers. They could be, you could be having a good time and all of a sudden a balloon pops. That could be a trigger. You could be at a party and all of a sudden someone steps on your toe trying to pass by. That could be a trigger. Someone bumps you in a crowded room. I mean, it could be anything. It could be a sound. It could be a movie. You could literally be watching TV and something happens on TV and all of a sudden you're in that state of mind. And so when we react like that, our bodies react the same way. The biochemical effect is heavy. And a lot of us, it takes us a little bit longer to come back than most of us. I've been there. I've reacted to something, and it's taken me out of my way for like 2 hours. And it sucked. And it was hard to get back. It felt like it was just so hard to get back to me. I felt like I was walking through the woods at night, barefooted, having to watch where I stepped. Every single step had to be calculated, had to be intentional, just to make my way back. That's what it felt like. So, for me, knowing my triggers is very important. Getting more familiar with them is also important. Some people feel stress triggers when they face big changes in their lives. Moving. I get stressed out around a move. That's a trigger for me, real talk. So what do I do to mitigate that? I have to plan the move early. I got to plan everything, the truck. I got to have the packing tape, the boxes. I got to see the whole move. I got to have every room packed up before the move day comes. When moving day comes, all we doing is moving boxes. And the only furniture that's not packed up is probably the couch. That's just for me because that's a way for me to mitigate moving. So moving day is like Tavares Day. But shout out to the homeowners. My wife and I just bought our home in November of 23. And so we're very, very grateful. And so we won't be moving again. No more. Whoop, whoop. Anyways, different conversation. Controlling, knowing your triggers, it's not about controlling them. It's more about trying to have control over a routine or some methods or skills that'll help you deliver a much more healthier response. Ways to manage being triggered, memorize your reaction. Every emotion has an accompanying physical sensation. So think about this. I spoke of this moments ago. I'm gonna say that again. Every emotion has an accompanying physical sensation. Memorize your reaction.
So when that emotion comes on, when that sensation comes on, when that vibration, that pattern, when you recognize that pattern, you can arm yourself and be like, yo, where's W. Sid? Remember, what can I do different? Shout out to my Dr. Janice. She's great. So, and I use this. Remember, I had to put this in a way so that I could really utilize it in a way that was like, yo, I got to call W. Sit. Yo, what up, big homie? And there it is. So in my mind, I'm like, oh, W. Sit's here. Okay, he's going to tell me, what can I do different? So just a little something for you out there. Take a break. Feeling stressed out, feeling that vibration, take a break. I've been doing that lately, and it's helpful. It really is. I just pause, find a place, find something to focus on, breathe, and, you know, come back to it. Understand the feelings. Get familiar with it. This is where I'm at with mine. I have to feel it. I have to feel it, man, because if I run, I know I want to run, but if I run, it's gonna be a little bit difficult for me, right? A bit more difficult for me to really come back and face this thing. And we don't wanna run. We wanna stand and we wanna deliver. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. We will be right back.
Beachgoers all know the best way to start the day. It's breakfast at Burgers West. Breakfast is cooking at Burgers West every morning. Why, you can just about smell the fresh hot coffee brewing up and down the beach. Try the Sun Up sandwich, cheese, eggs, and 2 ounces of sausage on a hot fresh bun for only 99 cents. Burgers West, 1794 Beach Boulevard in Huntington Beach. There's a whole bunch of farm fresh 2-inch thick omelets to choose from. Cheese, sausage and cheese, chili and cheese. Just great with Burgers West fresh hot coffee, down home mouthwatering biscuits, and southern fried taters. Breakfast at Burgers West. It will set you straight for the whole day and get you going on your way. 1794 Beach Boulevard near Pacific Coast Highway in friendly Huntington Beach. Great quality eating at down home prices. See for yourself if they don't have the best darn breakfast along the entire coast. Open at 6 a.m. every day of the week. Burgers West. Great meals at great prices.
Welcome back to the show. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. I am him. Today we're talking about know your triggers. And we just were picking up where I left off. Number five, take care. Oh, sorry. Number four, work with a professional. These are ways for you to mitigate some of your triggers. It's okay to ask for help. It's all good. I did, and it was the best thing I ever did. So you go out there and get you some assistance if you feel like you can, you know, benefit from it. Number five, take care of yourself. This is huge. I talked about this earlier. What we eat. How are we drinking? How much water are we drinking? Are we hydrated? Are we eating a lot of veggies, lean protein, staying away from the carbs? The carbs have no place in the diet. Let me say that again. Carbs have no health benefit. All right, next. Practice mindfulness and meditation. Two of my favorite things in the same sentence. Mindfulness and meditation. It's a beautiful journey. Let it happen. Focus on your breath. When you breathe, your stomach should expand out. Your chest should not lift up when you breathe. Okay? Okay. That's a fact. You can fact check that. Next. Develop a ground routine, a grounding routine, that is. I talked about this earlier. Routines are important. I know some of y'all just hear me say that, but I'm gonna let you know something. It helps you have a baseline. It gives you foundation. This is a good thing for you, all right? And also, establish healthy boundaries. Healthy boundaries are saying, you know what? I'm not going to have that. Instead, I'm going to have this. I'm not going to have that extra butter. Instead, I'm going to have extra greens, right? I'm going to have, you know, some olive oil, not butter. Yeah, it's those types of healthy boundaries, understanding that. Hey, look, it's just not knowing your triggers. It's understanding your boundaries. It's understanding where you know you can get weak and you know there's a good chance that you may fold. So recognize the pattern. Don't fold because you know yourself to fold. There's no future in that. There's no fun in that. Because when you do fold, moments after that folding experience, you feel folded and you don't feel so good. And now you're in your head. And now you're saying, I wish I didn't do this. I wish I didn't do that. And we don't want to do that either. Okay? Okay. So, preventative medicine coaching. That's what I do. And we can all do more to take a preventative medicine approach to our lives. All right. I want to thank everybody who tunes in from around the world. I want to thank each and every single person who continues to lock in with us. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all so very much. If you want to email me and say hello, you can email me at livingyourtruthpodcast@gmail.com. Traditional spelling. If you're on Twitter, well, X, formerly known as Twitter, we are at LIVIN, the letter U, the letter R, and the word truth. And if you're on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok, we are at Living Your Truth Podcast. I'm so happy to be here again with y'all. Sorry about the dogs in the background. They're having fun. The sun is out. You know how animals will be. They're going to be animals. They're going to have fun. It's a good time. Until the next time, love yourself, love each other, and be the better versions of yourself. Peace.
Living Your Truth with Tavares.
Elevate. Raise your vibration so much that it changes everything around you. On the next Living Your Truth with Tavares. Be sure to email us at livingyourtruthpodcast@gmail.com. And if you're on Twitter, we are at LIVINUR Truth. And if you're on TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook, we are at Living Your Truth Podcast.
You just have to be willing to put yourself out there. And once you do, the magic will begin to happen. I'm happy to use my life as an example so that others can learn. You may have to let some things go before you become successful. Success looks different on everybody, and so does the process. Some of you want success but don't want to let go of the exact thing that's in your way of obtaining success. You can't have it both ways. Welcome to Living Your Truth with Tavares. Wow, thank you. I am living in my blessing. Thank you so much. This is great. Wow.